I want to know why you would move in with him and why your family was so generous.
Kindness for a charity case.
My family really believes, and I do too, I want to help people.
That means you make a donation to somebody, but it doesn't mean you move into an apartment with them.
But he's already collecting handouts.
How much money do you get from the government?
$38.65.
What this is about is between you and America.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Nicole Sinisew is suing her former roommate, Sean Scranton, for living expenses he incurred while they lived together.
Order. All rise. Case number 338 on the calendar, the matter of Sinisew versus Scranton.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, ma'am. Have a seat.
Ms. Sinisew, this young man was a friend of yours and a friend of your family's.
Yes.
What you're suing him for is some rent, some living expenses, some money he allegedly charged on your credit card without your permission.
Correct.
Mr. Scranton says that your family and your mother?
Yes.
Agreed to help him? And help both of you, actually. You were going to school?
Yes, I'm in grad school.
Both of you going to school?
Yes, Your Honor.
How long have you known the family?
9 years, the entire time I've known Ms. Sinisew.
And that there was never an agreement that he would pay you back rent from his student loan money when he finally got it, that your mom did, in fact, put down some money for the both of you when you moved into an apartment together, and that he did, in fact, give your mom back some money?
Yes, Your Honor.
How much money did you give her back?
I deposited $500 in her account.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And that was when you got your student loan money back?
Yes.
Okay. And then you claim that he actually stole a credit card of yours and charged things on that credit card without your permission. He vehemently denies. He says he never did that. You told him he could charge certain expenses on the credit card because that was the agreement that he had with the family. Now, do you have family, Mr. Scranton?
Yes, Your Honor.
Do they help you with school?
Yes, they do.
What do they give you?
Depends on our whole situation happened, and why I couldn't get money is my uncle passed away. And so a lot of my family was doing money for the preparation of the funeral and covering other bases. And so that's why Nicole and I were in that agreement that she would help me out and then I would give her some stuff later. But family was helping me out every once in a while.
So your family was helping you out and then their funds got diverted someplace else?
Yes, Your Honor.
And when was that?
July 13, 2013.
So in what months did you need money, Mr. Scranton?
The month following. And then just randomly on month to month, it depended on when I would need money. I travel back and forth. My daughter lives in Covina. And so I travel back and forth from L.A., where I live with my girlfriend, back down to San Diego to go to school and where I used to live with Ms. Sinisew.
So you're back and forth with a girlfriend?
No, I'm back and forth with myself, but then I live with a girlfriend in L.A.
Well, that's what I said. Also,
yes.
And you've constantly lived with a girlfriend without a break.
Oh, I had a slight break in the summer. Was living with her.
Summer of what year?
2013 as well.
So this past summer,
yes.
About the time that you moved into this apartment together,
I moved into her parents' house at that time.
And then moved in with her.
We moved in together.
You were on a break from the girlfriend during the summer.
Yes, Your Honor.
And when did you go back with the girlfriend?
During the summer as well.
Give me the month.
Oh, I'm not sure of the month, the end of summer.
July 23rd, he got back together with his girlfriend.
Well, you know the date very clearly. You want to tell me how come you remember that date so clearly?
I would like to know that as well.
I looked at my text messages, and there was a specific text saying that he was moving his stuff down from his girlfriend's house on July 23rd because it was finally over.
She asked when we got back together.
I said, when did they finally get back together?
Mm. Oh.
She does not know.
I don't know when he got back together. They broke up on July 23rd.
And when did you move in with him?
On July 18th.
And was your relationship with Mr. Scranton strictly platonic?
Yes.
At all times?
At all times.
And she's lying about that too, Your Honor.
Hmm?
Just to call out something. She's lying about that as well.
The whole time we were living together and over the last 9 years, when we first met, there was an incident that we had hooked up.
That's what she asked you.
Well, that in this time that we lived together and the last 9 years, there was not.
I want to know why you would move in with him and why your family was so generous.
My family really believes, and I do too, I'm going in to be a therapist, and I want to help people.
Well, that's not a reason.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and my family also, they believe in helping people when they're pursuing an education, that you're helping people better themselves.
Well, that's nice. That means you make a donation to somebody, but it doesn't mean you move into an apartment with them.
Well, it was under the pretense that when he moved in with my parents' house, he borrowed $700 the first time. He paid me back in full. So he set precedence that he had promised to pay me back, and he paid me back in full. We moved in July, on July 18th. He had said any expenses that I incurred for him living with me, which was $375 a month for rent, plus half of the bills. And he said that any amount of money, food, gas, use of my car, cigarettes, gym membership, train station.
Listen, Sue, that's not going to happen here.
Okay.
I'm explaining that to you.
Sure.
If you enter into a cockamamie arrangement to pay for somebody's food, cigarettes, gas when they use your car, that is not why my parents struggled to pay my tuition in law school.
Yeah.
To figure that out now. If you say to me, he was supposed to pay me $375 a month as a portion of the rent, because my folks were sort of kicking in some money, and he was supposed to pay me back that money when he got his student loans, that's a nice, neat thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I have no intention of looking at a whole bunch of 7-Eleven or Walmart receipts or from Mobil or Exxon or whatever other gas he used. I don't care. So we have $375. And how many months did Mr. Scranton live there?
He lived there July 18th through the end of July, August, September, October, and he left November 14th.
By the way, what was the total rent on the apartment?
The total amount for rent...
No. Just tell me what the rent was on the apartment.
Oh, $1,375.
Okay. So you were getting a bargain. $375 sounds like a bargain to me. Now, what kind of work do you do, Mr. Scranton?
No work at the moment. I write to make money, and I'm a student in San Diego.
So you don't have a job, and you're a student, which means that somebody else is supporting you. Now, how much money do you get from the government?
Just
city,
for student
state,
loan.
Or federal?
Just money for school.
Tell me how much you get. All different kinds of loans.
Okay.
All different kinds of grants.
Yes.
Every single penny that you get.
Yes. I get a total of $3,865.
$3,865 a semester.
Yes.
And then you get...
Unless I get health coverage, which I do, and $1,675 is taken out of that.
He said he's getting that money
back. That's okay. Coverage is good.
Okay.
And that is the only money that you get. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
And what is that supposed to cover?
Well, it started covering other things. It's supposed to cover whatever I need to do in order to be successful in school.
Does it cover tuition?
Not the money I receive, no.
That's what I'm asking you.
Yes.
Does it cover tuition?
No.
The answer is no.
Yes.
Does it cover books?
Yes. It's supposed to cover books.
So, other than books, this $38.65 a semester is supposed to cover the remainder of your living expenses.
Yes, Your Honor.
Your rent, your food, your transportation, your clothing, everything except health insurance, which comes off it if you get health insurance.
Exactly.
And who gives you this $38.65?
Government, federal student loans.
Did you sign up for them?
Yes, Your Honor.
And how much is the tuition where you go to school?
$18,000. Yes.
And who pays for that?
Federal government.
That you don't have to pay back.
Oh, I do have to pay it back.
Well, then you're not telling me the whole story, sir. You have $18,000 a semester or a year?
Semester.
A semester. Quarter.
Yes.
$18,000 a semester, $36,000 a year, plus $8,000 a year, right?
If I do not get medical or dental, yes.
And this $38.65 is supposed to include your rent, which, according to the plaintiff, for the 4 months you lived there, you didn't pay. Is that correct?
That was initially part of the agreement.
Listen to me. I didn't ask you that question, Mr. Scranton.
Can I give you some background information real quick?
No, I'm not interested, Mr.
All right.
Scranton, because there isn't a question in my mind that the people of the United States of America are never going to see back the $375 for the 4 months that you lived with Ms. Sinisu in any way, shape, or form of repayment by you at any time in my lifetime or the lifetime of my children or grandchildren. So the question is, you took the money, and you didn't pay your rent.
Yes.
And I'm asking you, you have any special gift or anything else that would say you are one of those people that live someplace where somebody else is giving you money for rent and you don't have to pay the rent?
I
don't
buy that,
Mr. Scranton.
I did a lot of other things, actually.
I don't buy that, Mr. Scranton, at all.
We moved in because she got into a fight with her father and got kicked out of her home. And so that put us in a place. And her mother offered me to stay at her home, rent-free.
Why should you live rent-free when I am paying your rent?
What she offered.
Then give back the money.
I guess.
Then, just a minute, then give back that part of the $38.65 that you're getting. Give back and said, I don't need that money. I live rent-free.
I didn't get $38.65 once again, Your Honor. I have medical and dental. You keep saying $38.65, which I did not receive.
$38.
I did not receive that money.
How much did you receive?
$16.85 because my medical got taken out. I have the medical card in my wallet if you'd like to see it. I did not receive a portion of that money when you get medical or dental coverage.
Listen to me, sir. I don't believe that you got $1,600.
I did. And actually 11 weeks after I was supposed to get
it. Then you want to know the answer? You got better health and dental coverage than anybody on the planet. Good for you. Good for you. And you also have it for, I assume, your child?
Yes.
Good. Great.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
On what date did your boyfriend move in?
October 28th.
So let your boyfriend pay the rest of the rent.
But, Your Honor, I have text messages here from my boyfriend stating how much rent he had to pay for me.
I don't care.
You don't, but, Your Honor.
Real cases, real people, Judge Judy. Nicole Sinusu says former roommate Sean Scranton owes for living expenses.
What I'm telling you is I don't want to pay your rent. Now,
don't have to.
If you're getting Bird at a good moment, maybe he would say, you know, he looks like a nice guy, I'll pay his rent. But most people don't want to pay your rent. And you didn't give the money back. So you owe $375 for 4 months that you lived with her.
I do have the utility bills, too.
I don't care about your utility bills. I told you that. That's not why my parents sent me to law school.
And, you know, the credit card, which was the debit card that she said I stole, I asked her for the number, and I gave her back the money, plus money because of that. She paid for my train ticket. Yes, she did. And I told her that I might have to take a cab while I was in L.A., so I needed to take money out.
I don't care about all those things.
I put the money in cash in her bathroom.
Listen to me. I don't care about all those things.
Okay.
That's between two goofy people.
Yeah.
That's between two goofy people.
Yeah.
What this is about is between you and America. You take the money, you're going to pay your rent, and you took the money, and you lived there for 4 months.
No, I didn't take the money. I didn't get the money until I moved out.
And you are
going to
pay the rent.
I didn't get the money until I moved out. She handed me the check.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,500. That's all. Step out.
Excuse me. Step out.
People's true emotions and feelings and their true character comes out in time of trauma and need.
It's very difficult. I feel very betrayed. I feel like, you know, this was one of my closest friends.
And that's what I got a lot of her texts and emails show who she really is when things happen.
He promised every single month that he was going to come up with the money, and he never did.
There's no friendship, but she was a best friend for many years, and so I think about it every day, and it hurts, but it is what it is now.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Green versus Jones. Step forward.
Nadia Green is suing her father's girlfriend, Jacqueline Jones, for rent and the return of property.
Ms. Green, the defendant is your father's girlfriend.
Yes.
And she used to be your roommate.
Yes.
She, according to you, left you after you had taken an apartment with her, and she owes you rent, and you say that she also took some property that belongs to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Jones says she does not owe you any rent. She suffered an injury. She explained that because she suffered this injury, she couldn't work. What kind of injury did you suffer?
From being a diabetic, they was going to amputate, but I still have cast for diabetes.
So she couldn't work anymore, so she could no longer afford her rent. She explained that to you, and that she took no property that belonged to you.
Yes.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I explained to her that I couldn't pay it.
I understand that, but you did not move out until October.
Yeah, but Honor, I was telling her.
I know what you were telling her. I don't care what you were telling her. Don't repeat it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Nadia Green says her father's girlfriend, Jacqueline Jones, owes for rent and the return of property.
So, Ms. Green, why don't you tell me when you moved in with Ms. Jones? Month and year.
Let me look at my lease agreement. But it was June 5th, 2013, we moved in together. We signed a lease agreement stating that we both would pay rent.
Just a minute. You signed a lease. Do you have a copy of that lease?
Yes, I do, ma'am.
I'd like to take a look at it, please. Okay, and the rent was $1,475 on the apartment?
Yes, ma'am.
And you were supposed to split the rent?
$750 apiece.
Okay. And in what month did you leave?
I left in October.
What date in October?
Around October the 5th, Judge.
Okay. Did you pay June, July, August, and September's rent?
I paid 3 months' rent, Your Honor.
3 months? So you didn't pay September?
No, ma'am.
So you owe her half of September's rent?
Yeah, but I sit her down and I explained to her that I couldn't pay it because I had gotten low income.
I understand that, but you lived there in September.
Yes, I did.
So then you owe her half of September's rent. You can't live in a place and not pay that rent because...
Yeah, but Your Honor, I sit her down and I explained that I couldn't pay it because I had gotten a low income and she supposed to have somebody else to move in.
Fine.
To pay my part of the...
Just a second. But you did not move out until October.
Yes.
So I'm going to say again, you have to pay her half of September's rent.
Yeah, but Honor, I was telling her.
I know what you were telling her. I don't care what you were telling her. Don't repeat it. I heard what you were telling her, that you couldn't work, that you got Section 8 housing, that you should have moved out in September, told her in August, moved out, and at least let her try to get somebody to move back in.
But you
lived in a space where she was required to pay rent. So minimally, you owe her $750 for the 1 month's rent that you live there. And I don't care whether you got Section 8, whether you couldn't work, whatever the situation was. Somebody had to pay that $1,475 rent. She was only obligated to pay half. You were obligated to pay your half. And you did, in fact, live there. So you have to pay the $750. Now, on what date did your boyfriend move in?
Well, it was October.
Don't look there.
October the 28th, I think it was.
Good. So let your boyfriend pay the rest of the rent.
Excuse me?
Let your boyfriend pay the rest of the rent.
My boyfriend, he didn't move in. He just was only helping me.
I don't care.
Only but helping me
moving,
with the rent.
We're moving to the second part of the lawsuit, which is you say she took property. She took property that belonged to you.
Yes.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, what property did she take that belonged to you?
She took clothing that I used to model. Sometimes they let us take home the clothes that we model in. And I got a couple of name brand bags and shoes, clothes. She took the TV that my dad gave me for my birthday. It was a big screen TV.
Oh, just a second. I'm not interested in the clothes. She says she doesn't take your clothes. She said we're not the same size. Why would I take her clothes?
But they were designer.
Let's talk about the TV. This is the boyfriend?
Yes.
This is your father. Your boyfriend purchased a television for her or for the two of you?
Purchased it for her.
Did you take the TV when you moved out?
No, no, ma'am. I didn't take nothing when I left out.
So you didn't take the TV?
No, I didn't.
She said she didn't take it?
Yes, she did, because it came up missing. Where else would it have gone?
I don't know.
I didn't take anything. I can't wear a clothes, Judge, and I didn't take the television.
Did you purchase a TV for your daughter?
Yes, ma'am.
Where is the TV?
I have no idea.
Okay. What else?
That's basically it, the clothes and the shoes.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $750, which is
your
half of September's rent.
But, Your Honor, I have text messages here from my boyfriend stating how much rent he had to pay for me.
I don't care.
You don't? But, Your Honor.
Listen to me. I don't care.
You don't care?
$750. You stay there September.
Yes.
Your boyfriend was there in October. That's all.
But, Your Honor.
That's it.
Please excuse me, Mr. Stefan.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Why is it insulting? Because I thought we was much better than that.
I have no comment. I don't even want to talk.
I was trying to stay up out of it because that's my daughter.
Well, I hope that we can sit down and talk and be a family together, and it won't happen anymore.